Okay, verse 44. Rajvajnanachane naiva. Yadvat rajurhi sarpini. Bhati yadvachiti sakshat. Vishwakare na kevala. Raju Agnanat compound. Raju Agnanat Chanena Eva Yadvat Rajuhu Hi Sarapini. Yadvat Rajuhu Hi Sarapini. Bhati tadvat chittihi sakshat vishwakarena kevala. Raju, important word.
Is it Raju or Raju?
Raju.
The
U, short U.
But just one jo, Raju?
Raju.
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 Yeah.
Raju. Double J. Raju. Agnanat. So, pick out compound, right? In the ablative, Agnanat. Because of Agnana, because of ignorance of the Raju. Raju is rope. So, all of these words you need to know. Because of ignorance of the rope, how many times do we talk about rope snake? Raju Agnanat, fifth case, because of ignorance of the rope. Chanena. Chanena means, here it's being used adverbially. Remember I said, this was yesterday in the Sanskrit class, an adjective can be used adverbially and often is. Usually with an accusative, instrumental, or ablative ending. Chanena, chana means a moment. The word chana, a moment. Chanena just means suddenly, at once, in a moment. All at once, all of a sudden, at once. Chanena, at once. Or in an instant, that would be good. Chanena, in an instant. Immediately.
Instantly?
Instantly, yeah. Or immediately, or at once, all of those. Chanena, eva, emphasis, indeed, right? Yedvat, just as, like which, it literally means like which, but it's, you know when we use yata, tata, yata means just as, tata, similarly, yedvat is a synonym to that, like which, so just as. Rajuhu, nominative singular, the snake. He, emphasis. Sarpini, bhati. The snake appears as, shines as a snake. Sarpini is in the nominative feminine, okay, from sarpin, sarpini. So just as, yadvat, a rope, bhati, shines as, appears as a snake.
Is it always taken as sarpini and then never sarp, never?
Sarpa can be also. Yeah, this is just a feminine form of it. Because it can be just sarpa.
Right, so I was wondering if in Sanskrit it's always the example always refers to sarpini, not sarpa.
No. Can refer to sarpa also, yeah. This is just filling the meter. That's why this is so great about Sanskrit, is you, for any given word, you have many, many different forms. So you can always write a verse. Because there's so many synonyms. Okay.
And the showing says is
bhati. Bhati. Second line.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm.
I skipped down.
I skipped down because you need that verb, right? Okay.
I was wondering.
Because of ignorance of the rope, just as, because of ignorance of the rope, the all at once, immediately, you know, instantly, a rope shines as, appears as a snake. Okay? Tedvat, like that, chittihi, consciousness. Sakshat, directly, immediately. Sakshat means that which is directly, immediately present, not away from you. We, even when we say patyaksha, something appears directly in front of you, directly immediate to you, is sakshat. So you can say immediately in terms of experientially, it's immediately present, it's sakshat, it's an indeclinable. Like that, consciousness, immediately, consciousness which is kevala. Do you see the last word there, kevala? Chitti is feminine, chittihi, kevala. Consciousness alone. Kevala has the sense of one without a second. Conscious, pure, solely, consciousness alone. Consciousness alone, without any division. Chittihi kevala, vishwa akarena. A consciousness alone shines in the form of the vishwa. Akara is the form. In the form of the vishwa, creation. Vishwa is the universe. So like that, consciousness, which is kevala, which is one alone, appears in the form of the universe. This consciousness, which is sakshat, right? This consciousness, which is one alone, which is sakshat, means immediately present. Aparoksha. Take sakshat as
aparoksha.
Yeah. Aparoksha. The consciousness, this consciousness, which is self-evident to me, which is aparoksha, directly, immediately experienced as my own being, which is one alone, it appears, bhati, you have to take the verb to this, it appears, it shines in the form of this universe.
Chitti, isn't normally double ta?
It normally is double ta. I was thinking maybe there's a...
And then kevala is feminine.
Kevala is feminine because chitti is feminine.
This immediate presence, it's experiential.
Mm-hmm. Experiential, not in terms of an object, but in terms of being self-evident.
But we're all having that, right? I mean, it's everybody.
Yeah, it's because it's the nature of the self.
Yeah, he, indeed.
Which word is just down?
I heard you, but it's...
I don't know.
You know what you're... You already know the answer to that, then. Chitti.
Okay.
Chitti.
Okay. Yeah, but I wanted just to... So I'd like to see it again.
The dictionary, there's none with a single ta, and I've also never seen it with a single ta. It struck me as odd also.
Chitti, chitti.
That's all right, because I had the same...
Huh?
Does anybody have the English translation?
Indian syntax, right?
No.
Not American.
Actually, I have the North.
Yeah?
No, I have the North translation.
No. Yeah. I just want to see that.
That's what I think.
They have
the
same thing also.
They have it similar?
Yeah.
Maybe this is another form.
Diaspora. They've got the diaspora right here.
I'll just make a mark that none of us know of chitti with a single tone. It's not in the dictionary, but it's in two different books that I've looked at. As single tongue. I just have never seen it that way either, neither is Kiki. So that should count for something. Just mark it as with a question mark. Let me just see if they used it. I don't think they used it in the Bhasha. I forgot about this, Kiki. I'd already looked through the Bhasha and tried to find it.
Oh.
A single cha, and I couldn't find one. But I looked at some different editions and they had the single cha. So anyway. We know that it's odd and it could be incorrect. Because these translations also take it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe they took it from this book, this which is a well-known book, with this Bhasha. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So it's a repetition of the...
It's a parampara.
Yeah.
And this is the problem I was having. There's a feminine tea. T affix, and chit is the word. There's no word consciousness that is chi. And so with a T affix, it would be chit plus T, chit T, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I'll have to find out. Okay. But is everybody okay with the meaning of this? So we're done with it, right? So, rajvajnanakshanenaiva. Rajvajnanakshanenaiva. Yadvat rajurahi sarapini. Rajurahi sarapini. Bhati-tad-vachiti-sakshat, Vishwakarena-kevala, Upadanam-prapanchasya, Brahmanonyanna-vidyate, Tasmat-sarva-prapanchoyam, Brahmaivasti na chetarat, upadanam prapanchasya brahmanaha anyat na vidyate. Okay. Upadanam prapanchasya brahmanaha anyat na vidyate. Tasmat sarva prapanchaha ayam. Tasmat sarva prapanchaha ayam. Brahma eva asti na cha itarat. Okay. So here he's expanding on this, giving the cause. Upadanam, the material cause, right, of the prapancha, of the universe. Upadanam is neuter. The material cause, prapanchasya genitive, of the universe, prapancha. Brahmanaha, ablative singular, from Brahman. Anyat, it's not from Brahman. Anyat governs the ablative, other than Brahman. When you put anyat means other, then you, other than what? Goes in the fifth case. So Brahmanaha, fifth case, from Brahman. Brahmanaha, anyat. Other than Brahman, navidyate. There is no material cause of the universe other than Brahman. So, upadanam nominative, prapanchasya, genitive, brahmanaha, fifth case ablative, and yet nominative, na vidyate, there is no. There is no upadanam of the prapancha, brahmanaha, and yet other than Brahman. Everybody see the grammar? Upadanam, prapanchasya.
Anyat is nominative, you said?
Mm-hmm. There's no, there's no, what else would it be?
I don't know.
Anyet.
What is the...
Anyet. Anyet is the substantive.
Anyet is the substantive.
Yeah.
Oh, anyet is the substantive.
Anyet is the substantive. At ending.
Okay.
So there is no upadanam other than Brahman.
Yeah.
Now, remember this word upadana. Nimitta upadana karanam. Do you remember this? Nimitta means the efficient cause, the intelligent principle. The nimitta upadana karanam. The cause, Ishvara, or Brahman, is the nimitta upadana karanam, is the efficient and material cause of the creation. You can say Ishvara is nimitta upadana karanam. Okay? So these words are really important. Nimitta means efficient, intelligent cause. Upadana, material. Karanam, cause. Nimitta, upadana, karanam. Swamiji says this thousands of times. Nimitta, upadana, karanam. Prapanchasya, of the prapancha. Prapancha, like Vishwa, it's another word for creation, or universe, for the creation. Brahmanaha, from Brahman. Anyat, other, na vidyate, there is no. Okay. Tasmat, therefore, sarva prapanchaha ayam. Ayam means this. Nominative singular. masculine, sarva prapanchaha ayam. This entire prapancha. Sarva means all. Right? So if I say sarva prapanchaha, it means the whole prapancha, the entire prapancha. The prapancha in its all, in its entirety. Okay? So compound. Sarva.
World? Prapancha world?
World. Universe. The world.
Means
yeah.
Becoming five.
Well, pancha means five. So the whole universe is composed of the five elements in both the sukshma and stula, subtle aspect, the five subtle elements. The five subtle elements, sukshma, bhutani, are also called the mahabhutas. Those are the five subtle elements. Okay? Those five subtle elements, the sukshma bhutani, go through the process of panchikarana, becoming fivefold, right? To become the stula, the physical creation. But prapancha is including all the five elements, subtle and gross. So the whole manifest creation is the prapancha. Okay? So upadanam prapanchasya brahmanaha anyat navidyate tasmat sarva prapanchaha ayam, this entire prapancha, this entire creation, Brahma eva asti is Brahman alone. Nominative Brahma, the Brahman. Brahma neuter. Brahman, Brahma eva asti. Neuter nominative singular Brahma alone asti. This entire creation is Brahman alone. Nacha itarat. And not another. And nacha itarat. In English, and not another. Yeah, and not something else. This whole creation is Brahman alone. You could even say, and not other, and there is no other, and not anything else. Until this entire creation is Brahman alone, and not another. It's not another thing.
And nothing else.
You could say that, but there's another way to say that. So, but you'd say, and not anything else, and not another. Itara means other or another. So nacha itarat, and not another thing is the idea. Mm-hmm. And not a separate thing. Anya, anya, other, other. Right? We say anya, anya, other, other. Means there's this thing and there's that thing. Here, the entire prapancha, all of duality, is Brahman alone. There is no other. Right? Clear? Nominative? You clear?
No, I thought the it ending was like Bhagavad Bhagavan.
What about Marut and Vach?
Oh, okay.
One stem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in one stem, the vowel doesn't lengthen, so it stays.
That's right.
No.
And yeah. It stays exactly the same, and even in the neuter, it stays the same. Okay. In the nominative. Okay. One stem, two stem, three stem.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We don't need to
know. You want it right now.
I'll get you all. I'll get you all in the beginning Sanjay class.
Never mind.
Okay, let's chant this again. Upadanam prapanchasya. Upadanam prapanchasya. Brahmanonyanna vidyate. Brahmanonyanna vidyate. Tasmat sarva prapanchoyam. Tasmat sarva prapanchoyam brahmaivasti na chetarat brahmaivasti na chetarat vyapya vyapya katha mitya vyapya vyapya katha mitya sarvamatmeti shasanat sarvamatmeti shasanat iti jnate pare tatve iti jnate pare tatve Bhedasya vasarakutaha. Bhedasya vasarakutaha. Vyapya. Vyapyaka ta. Compound. Vyapya. Vyapyaka ta is the as affix. Feminine abstract affix. Ta. Vyapya. Vyapyaka ta. Mitya. Feminines. Ta is feminine anyway. It's a feminine affix. Mitya is indeclinable. Vyapya, vyapakata, nitya. Sarvam, atma, sarvam, atma, iti, shasanat. sarvam atma iti shasanat. Iti nyate pare tatve bhedasya avasaraha kutaha. Vyapya vyapakata. Vyapya means that which is pervaded. Vyapya, the pervaded, that which is pervaded. Vyapaka is the pervader. Now this aka affix, you see it quite a bit. It means the doer of whatever it is. So if vyap means to pervade, which it does, vyapak, the verb is vyap, vyap, means to pervade or to cover. In Vedanta, we usually use it as to pervade. It means both, to cover, to pervade. So, vyapaka, the aka affix, means the pervader, means the one who does it. So, vyapya, vyapakata. The ta, that's abstract, like tvam. This state, this condition, this state of pervaded and pervader, right? The pervader, the pervading, the pervaded is the vyapya, that which is pervaded. And vyapaka is the pervader. So the state of pervaded and pervader is mithya. There's no verb. Okay, that is mithya. Mithya is indeclinable. How can we say that? That the pervader and the pervaded and the pervader is mithya? Sarvam atma iti shasana. From the shasana. Shasana means teaching. It's the teaching from the Upanishads. But it literally just means teaching. From the shasana, from the teaching, from the instruction, sarvam atma iti, all is atma. This is taken from a Shruti verse which in the Bhasha is quoted without giving me, it's quoted as a verse from the Shruti, as we'll see if we get to that in the Bhasha, but it doesn't give me what the verse is and I don't recognize it, I'll have to look for it, which I may or may not have time to do. Okay, but it says, Shasanat is an ablative, fifth case. From the teaching, what teaching? Iti sarvamatma iti. From the teaching, all is the self. Okay? If all is the self, right, there's no dvaita. If everything is just atma, then there's no pervading and pervader, because that would be two things, right? So from the Shruti verse, from the teaching, sarvam, everything, nominative, neuter nominative, singular, is atma. Atma is masculine. Everything is atma. Atma is nominative singular. Sarvam atma iti. Okay? Iti thus nyate pare tatve. This is a locative absolute. Okay? Nyata means when is known. It's a past passive participle. Nyata is known. Here's the locative singular. Pare tatve. Pare means the absolute truth. Remember in the even in the Mundaka and elsewhere also they talk about para and apara vidya. Para vidya is knowledge of Brahman, of the Advaita, knowledge of Brahman as satyam jnanam anantam. That's the para tatva. That's the absolute truth. Apara, the apara vidya, it has to do with everything else in mithya. So we talk about also paratattva, the absolute truth, paramarthika satyam. Remember this term, paramarthika satyam? The satya, the reality which is absolute, means that which can never be negated. Paramarthika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam, that's empirical reality, that's mithya. Pratibhasika satyam, that's projected, subjective reality, mithya. So the paramarthika satyam is that which can never be negated. That's Brahman. Vyavaharika satyam, empirical reality, Ishwara. Pratibhasika satyam, jiva srishti. Right? So we've got Vyavaharika satyam, Ishwara srishti. Ishwara's creation. Pratibhasika satyam, jiva srishti. Jiva's projection, projected reality, which we all experience it, but none of you are experienced. Not shared reality. Okay? So now when they say, pare tatve, when the absolute truth is known, when Brahman is known as satyam jnanam anantam, so pare tatve, both locatives, para is adjectival to tatva, when the absolute truth is known, para absolute, we're taking it as absolute, you have to remember what that means, it's the absolute reality. When the absolute truth, tattva, is known, so three locatives making an absolute locative, thus, iti thus, when the absolute truth is known, yate, bedasya avasaraha. Avasaraha means room, like room. Where kutaha, where, how can there be, where is there room, space, where is there room, where is there space for duality? Bedasya avasaraha. Where is there room, kutaha? So as a kutaha, you know, the ones that begin with ta, like kim, kutra, kasmad, and all the interrogatives. So kutaha, that tussle ending, gives a sense of the fifth case, but how can it be? Now in English we'd say, in this context, where is there any room for duality? How can there be any space, avasaraha, for beda, bedasya? Bedasya means division, duality. Beda means the division, separation, and we can use it.
Means
difference also. It depends upon the context. But it really means division, separation, and we use it in context, right context for duality. Beda comes from bid, to divide, to separate. That's the root, bid. So we would say, where is there any room for division? Where is there any room for duality? When the absolute truth is known, where is there any room for this division? You could say, what is the division? Vyapya vyapaka. Where is there any room for such a separation like this into two? Mm-hmm. How can you divide it into two? Mm-hmm. The pervader and the pervaded. How can this beta be there, this division be there? Okay. When the absolute truth is known that everything is Atma, from the teaching that everything is Atma, mm-hmm. How can this beta, this duality be there, this division be there? What division? This vyapya, vyapakata, this state of being pervader and pervaded. Anybody see?
When you say when this absolute truth is known, is mm-hmm. it more because it's locative? Is it more in the sense of where
no,
is
when.
Absolute?
No, locative. When this is the situation, when or if, mm-hmm. not where in terms of location.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when this is the situation, then how can this be? If the absolute truth is known, then that being known, how can there be any room for duality? Where is the room for duality? In English you say, where is there any space for duality? Where is there any room for duality? Absolute locative. You can read up on that again in mm-hmm. Antoine. Because it's used, these are really important constructions for Sanskrit people. Let's chant it. Vyapya vyapakata mitya. Vyapya vyapakata mitya. Sarvam atmeti shasanat. Sarvam atmeti shasanat. Iti jnate pare tattve. Iti jnate pare tattve. Bhedasya vasarakutaha. Bhedasya vasarakutaha. Okay. Very clear on these? Okay, let's just take 1 minute break. And then we'll do the basha. We are on the same page, and I want you to go down to the first paragraph, the first full paragraph that begins with idanim. Idanim purvoktam eva. The first indentation. The first indentation.
Right.
Idanim.
Okay.
Does Edward have it?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I wish you were in Bill.
No. We have to find a prison.
April, do you have it?
I don't have the basha.
Do you have the basha?
That's okay. I can listen and I'll print it out.
You know what? I don't have it. It's still on me. Or maybe I did. That's just something. Well, I have it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you like to move? Idanim.
Idanim.
Purvoktam eva.
Purvoktam eva.
Drishtantam.
Drishtantam.
Vivrinvan.
Vivrinvan.
Sarvasyapi.
Sarvasyapi.
Prapanchasya.
Prapanchasya.
Brahma Rupatam.
Brahma Rupatam.
Aha. Rajuiti. 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 So it quotes, this is, it quotes the first of the verse.
I'm not in the right place. Can I finish it?
So they read these questions,
you know,
they're not chanting, right?
Look at this and then you can find it. Put it here.
I'm sorry.
It's page 13 of 17. That must be here. You can
page 15. 44. Verse 44. Idanim purvoktameva. Can I see it? I can get it for you right away.
Here it is. I put Lisa on the wrong place.
Here it is.
There.
Okay.
What do you mean? You got the first word was right. Second word was wrong.
Close.
Now do you have it?
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Wait, this says.
Just follow along as I read this in Sanskrit. You don't have to repeat. Just for the others, okay? Idanim purvoktameva drishtantam vivrinvan sarvasyapi prapanchasya brahma rupatam aha raju iti. Idanim, now. Okay. Now. Purvoktam eva. Purva uktam. That which has been said before, previously. He uses this, Anjan Shankar uses this all the time, purva uktam, purva uktam, that which was said before, purva. Eva, emphasis indeed. Drishtantam, the illustration, drishtanta. This word you have to know. Did everybody know drishtanta? The drishtanta is the example, the illustration. Like rope snake is a drishtanta, wave ocean, a drishtanta, tenth man story, drishtanta. All the, you know, dream analogy, drishtanta, all of the illustrations that we use in order to make a, to unfold the vision, gold chain, all of that. Okay, drishtanta, clay pot, drishtanta. Okay.
Is
it yes, I think it is.
Is this like analogies?
Actually, drishtanta, I think it's actually masculine.
Okay.
Yeah, like analogies.
Something to make apparent or something.
No, it's an in the sense of illustration. It's an illustration that makes a point. Could be a metaphor, an analogy, a story. It's a drishtanta. And in a logical syllogism, in the what we call anumana, the drishtanta will be the example. Like, for instance, if they do what's called the pratignya, the initial statement, there is fire on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there is smoke. Then you need a, in Indian logic, you need a drishtanta, just like in the kitchen, fire in the kitchen, where you see the relationship. I think that's the stock one, just like fire in the kitchen, where you see the relationship between smoke and fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something, you have a concrete example that will show that type of a relationship. It's so like in the tenth man story, you recognize how the tenth man can be ignorant of himself as the tenth man, even though he is the tenth man, and how the recognition of that I am the tenth man has a result, has a pulla. Right? So that's establishing an example for Shabda Pramana, how words can give direct knowledge.
Oh.
So when we're talking about Vedanta as a Shabda Pramana, you know, a Pramana that gives direct immediate knowledge through the use of words, we have to give a drishtanta. And in the giving of that drishtanta, if it's handled properly, it'll make the student understand how that is possible.
Mm.
We use the drishtanta clay pot, rope snake, for satya mithya, right? The relationship
blue crystal.
Yeah, that's all. That's for the upadi. Yeah, the blue crystal or red crystal. That's an example for the upadi. How the crystal is clear but can appear as though red because of the upadi. So see, all of these are drishtantas. They're examples that are used to make you see that particular relationship that's being talked about. So drishtanta is the example. Darshtanta is the thing that is the thing that you're making an example of. Right, so if we use clay pot as a drishtanta, it's a drishtanta for what is the darshtanta of clay pot? Is the satyam mitya of the atma and the jagat or whatever. See? So the darshtanta is the thing that the drishtanta is pointing to an example of. Okay. So drishtanta is a word that you want to really understand. So now the drishtanta, which was told before, vivrinvan from vivre. Vivre is a ninth Ubayapada root. Most of you haven't learned the ninth Ubayapada, but it will take a nakara. Vivrinvan is a present participle. Vivre means to expand upon or to expound upon, to dilate. Sometimes Swamiji will just say expanding upon, or he likes the word, or used to like the word, dilating. So it's if we take a subject and we want to expand it, to expound upon it, to dilate it, to talk about it, you know, that's vivrinvan. So expanding upon, that would be good. Expanding upon the drishtanta which was previously told, purvoktam eva drishtantam vivrinvan, sarvasya api prapanchasya. Do you see the sarvasya prapanchasya? But api can just be emphasis. Of the prapancha, of the universe, sarvasya api, even the whole thing of the universe in its entirety. So just take api there, even of the universe in its entirety. Of everything, of the entire universe, sarvasyapi prapanchasya, brahma rupa tam. Now remember the ta is the abstract affix, tvam and ta. Ta is feminine. So brahma rupa tam, the state of, awkwardly, I'll put awkwardly first, the state of being the nature of Brahman. Rupa, just take a swarupa, their nature. The state of being the nature of Brahman for the whole, for the entire prapancha. You say Brahma Rupa means just Brahma Swarupa. Brahma Swarupa Tam, Brahma Rupa Tam. The state of being of the nature of Brahman for the whole prapancha, for the entire universe. So you could just say the entire universe being Brahman. Being of the nature of Brahman. In English, you just say the entire universe being Brahman. But do you see what's that? That is an accusative feminine singular, Brahma Rupa Tam. Aha. He tells the comment, the Shankara as the writer of this text. He tells the entire nature of the nature of being Brahman for the entire universe. So expanding on the drishtanta, expounding upon the drishtanta, which was told before, he tells that the whole, that the entire prapancha has for its nature Brahman. Okay? Aha, he tells. Raju iti, with the verse beginning with Raju, snake, the rope. All right, everybody? Okay, let's go to the next slide. Woo!
That was a big statement.
Kevala iti. Oh, I'm sorry, I put to Cindy. Kevala iti. Visheshanena. Visheshanena.
God, look at this thing.
Oh, God, yeah,
really.
Look at the next
one. This is an important definition, too. You want to make a note of it. Purvastam.
Purvastam.
Aparityajya.
Aparityajya.
Purvastam is one word. This isn't a compound so far. Or the Purvasta is. Purvastam. Aparityajya. Okay? Mm-hmm. Say it. Purvastam.
Purvastam.
Aparityajya.
Aparityajya.
Ja. Ja. Well, I'm breaking a sandhi. Okay. I'm breaking a sandhi. Avastha.
Avastha.
Antara.
Antara.
Avastha antara.
Avastha antara.
Prapti. Avastha antara prapti.
Avastha antara prapti.
Lakshana.
Lakshana.
Vivarta.
Vivarta.
Breaking the sandhi. Vivarta upadana. Vivarta
upadana.
Okay, now. Vivarta upadana tvam. Tvam. Remember ta tvam? So, vivarta upadana tvam. Eva uttam. Okay, go from the purva, okay? Just follow me. Purva avastam aparityajya avasta antara prapti lakshana vivarta upadanatvam eva uttam. Okay? We're going to do this now. We'll just work on this one. Avastha, the word avastha means a state or a condition. We're used to using the word avastha in terms of a prakriya, which means the avastha, Durga and I were just talking about this, avastha traya, the three states of experience. That's how we use it. Avastha traya sakshi, the one who is the sakshi, the witness of the three states of experience. Mm-hmm. Traya means the group of three, waking, dream, deep sleep. But the word avastha really means, we say state of experience to make it clear, but it really means a state or a condition. Okay? So the avastha. So now here we have, in feminine, purva avastha, the prior state. Okay? Now, in the accusative singular, purva avastha, the prior state, aparityajya. Tejya, now negates, aparityajya. This is an indeclinable past participle, and if you remember, the indeclinable past participle that normally ends in twa, if it has an upasarga preposition in front of the verb, it ends in ya. So aparityajya means having not given up. Aparityajya means to abandon, to give up.
Oh yes, from
tyaj. Aparityaj means to abandon or give up completely. Pari means on all sides. Parityajya. So, aparityajya means not giving up, not abandoning, not giving up. Okay? Not giving up its prior condition. Avastam aparityajya, having not given up, inclinable past participle, having not given up its prior condition. Avastha antara prapti. The prapti, the attainment, the gain, the attainment, prapti, reading backwards, of another avastha. Antara means another.
Oh, it doesn't mean inner.
No. Here it means another. The taking, in English we say the taking, the gain of another condition. So, having not given up its prior condition, in English we say, to really understand what this means, you know, having not changed or altered or modified its prior condition, the taking of another condition, right? Lakshana, definition. Okay, so now just take Lakshana's definition. I'll tell you another way to read it that in a minute. For Lakshana means definition for now. Then we're going to have to add on these next two words. Vivarta upadanatvam. Remember that upadana means material cause. Vivarta upadana is a technical term, and vivarta means not undergoing a change. The material cause is vivarta. It undergoes no modification. We say that Brahman is the vivarta upadana karanam. Remember when we say nimitta upadana karanam? What kind of nimitta upadana karanam, Brahman, is both the material and the efficient cause. Then he said, oh, well, this creation is made of many and it's changing all of the time. So has Brahman undergone a modification of some sort to become this creation, because you say that Brahman is the material cause of this creation. Mm-hmm. This is really critical here.
Yeah.
But you say Brahman is the material cause, the upadana kadanam of this creation. The next question is then, oh, then does Brahman go through a modification to become this creation? Does it change into this creation somehow? Mm-hmm. Like mold into this creation? Like, for instance, and this is the limitation of the clay pot and the wave ocean. Because in the wave ocean, the water is actually modifying into this wave shape and into this wave shape, even though it's maintaining its waterness,
mm-hmm.
still it's moving into all of these shapes, right? So is Brahman somehow morphing itself into all of these names and forms? We say no. It is upadana karanam, but it's vivarta upadana karanam. That is why we have to use both clay pot and rope snake. Because rope snake is the drishtanta for the vivarta upadana karanam. Right? You see that? Because the rope is the material cause, it is the truth of the snake, but it doesn't go through. Its avastha, its ropeness, doesn't transform. It doesn't give up its ropeness. So that's that purva avastham aparityajya. Not giving up its prior avastha, it becomes, it takes on the second avastha, the second condition of being a snake, having not given up or changed or left behind its prior condition, not modified at all. That relationship between the satyam, between the upadana karanam and the effect, that relationship is what we call vivarta upadana karanam. Is everybody clear on that? So
no.
Let's read this back.
What was the translation totally for vivarta?
Are you clear on what I'm saying in English?
Yes.
Oh, that's all I want. You're not clear of the Sanskrit?
Yes.
No, I'll do the Sanskrit, but I want to make sure you understand the English.
Why do we need wave ocean then?
Because the wave ocean shows the satyam mitya in terms of there being nothing there except water. There's nothing there at all. Like in this creation, can you see that there's only, that the very substance of all of the names and forms is only consciousness. So it brings the oneness between the satyam and the mitya. It highlights the oneness. Whereas the snake, rope snake, highlights the vivarta upadana karanam. So it removes the possibility of there.
And there's no oneness between snake rope? I mean, what's lacking in snake rope then?
Nothing's
lacking. Translation of the Vivarta, I think.
Let me go through this and then
okay,
I'll...
Okay, okay.
Are you ready for me to look at the translation mm-hmm. again?
Yeah.
Are you clear with what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then are you?
I don't know. Just keep going. And then,
okay, let's keep going and then I'll explain it again.
Okay.
Start from upadanatvam at the end, okay? Everybody there? Upadanatvam? Being the material cause, upadanatvam, the state of being the material cause, so being the material cause, which is vivarta, so the vivarta upadanatvam. Now, remember, vivarta upadana is a technical term. So in English we'd say, being the material cause which is vivarta, which undergoes no transformation, no change, is vivarta upadana cause. Being the vivarta upadana, which is characterized by, which is defined as lakshana. Often when lakshana is at the end of a compound, and here it's in the middle of the compound, but it's at the end of a compound within a compound. So we'd say, being the vivarta upadana karana is characterized by, it's a good way, Swamiji usually translates it like that because it works well, is for whom the definition is. So we can say is characterized by or is defined by lakshana. Is defined in this way. What? Now go to the beginning. Purva avastam aparityajya, having not given up, aparityajya in the climbable past participle, having not given up the purva avastam, the prior condition, avasta antara prapti, the attainment, the gain of another condition, right, of another state. Having not given up its prior condition, there is the gain of another condition. This is defined as vivarta upadanatvam. So when we say that Brahman is the material cause, as in the verse, it says, the material cause of this prapancha is nothing but Brahman, is nothing other than Brahman. So now that we are saying that Brahman is the material cause of the creation, how is Brahman? What kind of material cause is Brahman? He's the vivarta upadanakadaman. His being a material cause is called vivarta because even though he is the very substance, he's the clay of the pot, nevertheless, at the same time, he never undergoes any kind of change whatsoever to bring about the pot. And for that, we need Maya. That's why we go over to the rope snake, because in the rope snake, it's clear that the upadana karana hasn't gone through any change to become the snake. Okay, so here, the vivarta upadanatvam, which is characterized by the attainment of another avasta, having not given up the prior avasta, eva uktam, that is said. How is it said? Kevala iti visheshanena. Go back to the end. By the word kevala, because he says chittihi kevala in the verse. Do you see how it says chittihi kevala in the verse? Chittihi alone. Kevala is used for one without a second. Kevala. Kevala, purely consciousness. You see that? Chittihi kevala, purely consciousness. Consciousness alone. Consciousness, one without a second. So he says, by the visheshana, by the attribute, chitti, by the attribute of kevala, because it's adjectival to chitti, by that, bringing in that adjective, kevala, the vivarta upadana karanam is being told. Eva Uktam is told. Repeat after me. Na arambo padanatvam.
Na arambo padanatvam.
Na arambo upadanatvam.
Na
arambo arambha upadanatvam.
Na
so that says, remember it says, the vivarta upadanatvam is told? No, not the state of being a material cause which has a beginning, aramba. Say first, in the beginning, Brahman was pure sat. Because the Upanishads will say that at the beginning, there was sat alone. Then Sat became this creation. So now, has Brahman changed into, has now Brahman become the material cause of the creation? Changing from being pure Sat, he is now this state of being, the material cause of the creation has a beginning. So not an upadana, not a material cause which has a beginning. Because that would mean that Brahman first was just pure consciousness and then became, changed into becoming the upadana karana of the creation. So, not an upadana, not being an upadana, which is arambha, which begins. Now repeat after me. Na api.
Na api.
Parinama upadanatvam.
Parinama upadanatvam.
Na api, nor also. Not also, nor also. Parinama upadanatvam. Nor also being a material cause which goes through modification. Now, the parinama upadanatvam is another technical term that is the Sankhya's use. They say that the prakriti for Sankhya, the Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya Yoga, and Sankhya Yoga, they say that the prakriti, there's the purushas, many purushas in the prakriti. The prakriti goes through a modification to become the creation, where the sattva, rajas, and tamas interact with each other, and then the prakriti itself transforms into the creation. That's called parinama upadana karana. Right? So that's the Sankhya position. Brahman doesn't go through modification to become the creation, nor does it have a prior condition and then become the upadana karanam. Brahman doesn't become, it always is exactly the same, nor is it parinama upadana karanam. It doesn't modify to become the creation. So these are technical terms. So he says, in this verse, the adjective kevala is pointing out the vivarta upadana karanatvam, not arambha upadanatvam, nor also parinama upadanatvam. Parinama means modification.
It doesn't mean result, parinama.
Parinama, modification, transformation, technical. Iti bodhyam. Thus, bodhyam, this is to be understood. Potential participle. Iti bodhyam, this is to be understood. Then,
what kind of participle?
Sorry. Potential.
Potential.
Well, I only have two more words left and then we're done.
Perfect.
Then, anyat spashtam.
Anyat spashtam.
The rest is clear. Anyat means the other, right? Spashtam is clear. Anyat spashtam. Anyat spashtam.
Thank you.
Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Hari Om.